Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to WWE Last Rant, sponsored by eWrestling.org. Place that coin with phrases, enjoy the brutality, and simply the best. Please be advised, anyone throwing objects towards the wrestler or entering the ringside area will immediately be escorted from the building. WWE would like to thank its fans for making us the number one wrestling organization in the world today. And remember, drinking and driving doesn't mix. Thank you for your cooperation and enjoy the show. Weren't good enough for these two men. Barbed wire? We didn't think you'd be able to hold them. Tables, ladders, and chairs? Well, they just wouldn't do. Forget about the flames. And forget about a referee. Feet in the air and 25 feet on a scale. This abomination is called Hell in a Cell, and the only way to win this match is to render your opponent completely unconscious. This isn't about whose wrestler is better. This isn't about whose ego is bigger. And it sure as hell isn't about one man, one belt, or one dream. It's about an in-your-face, foot-up-your-ass match between the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, Rick Righteous, and former 11-time World Heavyweight Champion, Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh. Both sides are hated, both sides don't give a damn, and both sides are willing to do whatever it takes to walk out of last rites as our eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion. Build this the most violent contest of the night. Mr. McGee guarantees blood. Mr. McGee guarantees broken bones. Mr. McGee goes as far as guaranteeing the most extreme hardcore entertainment you have ever seen from this company. Also on the card, International Heavyweight Champion Absolutely Real will do battle with TACW Heavyweight Champion La Sombra in a unification match that will crown a brand new number one contender and WWE Heavyweight Champion. Other matches on the card include True Greatness Mike Morrison defending the WWE World Television Championship against the former World Television Champion Derek G. John Park. Also booked in to appear, the Midnight Rider Chris Ross meets the Immortal Jack Craven, while the sexiest man on Magna Brando goes up against Joey Evangelista. Still give it to WWE's Holiday Eye pay-per-view entitled Last Rites, live from the Staples Center on August 1st, 2005. Tickets go on sale at your local commissary, tickets are on the WWE. A place that coined the phrases, enjoy the brutality, and simply the best. These are champions at this time. This card is subject to change.
Located right here in the hometown of our eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, Rick Righteous, and welcome to Last Right. Over the last few months, we have seen Rick Righteous battle as the Inner Demon to once again stand atop WWA as the most decorated man in professional wrestling today. But as you gaze up towards the Staples Center ceiling, you can see where history will be made when former champion Michael St. Guy's Kavanaugh steps into the hellacious Hell in a Cell in an attempt to regain his championship belt that he lost to Darrell Bazaar at our annual pay-per-view, The Grinder. Look, Kavanaugh hates Righteous and has never made any bones about thinking Mr. Matisse was the reason Rick Righteous has had so much success here in WWA. If you ask others outside the Black Knight's fist of intimidation, they feel that it's Kavanaugh who has been a former shell of his former self. You know, and they're blaming Kavanaugh's lackluster performances on the return of his arch-rival, Darrell Bazaar. Since Bazaar and Righteous have joined forces here, there have been whispers that Michael St. Guy's Kavanaugh's ego has been completely shattered and that he no longer believes that he can compete with the very best in the business. He doesn't even think that he can make himself a household name as long as Rick Righteous and Darrell Bazaar remain here in WWA. For years, we heard Michael St. Guy's Kavanaugh boast that if Bazaar ever returned to WWA, that he would take the boy wonder out once and for all. Well, it looks like Kavanaugh's words were nothing more than an empty threat. But folks, that's not all we have in store for you tonight. No siree, daddy, because professional wrestling mastermind Mr. Matisse is bringing back his WWA Heavyweight Championship belt and retiring the International FCACW Championship, putting together Lee Real and La Sombra in a unification bout that is set to take place under ladder match rules. Man, Lee Real has put together a string of very impressive victories, and as of late, some say the Mexican Maniac is in his rightful place to take his spot atop the apex of this fantastic roster. Add a few ladders and suspend both of the belts up in the air, what you have is two of the world's greatest high flyers going at it for a chance to become eWrestling.org's number one contender. Also on the card, WWA World Television Champion Mike Morrison does battle with the returning former World Television Champion Derek Cheap Shot Parts. And if the rumors I heard in the back before the show are correct, Chris Ross is so furious that DCP is back in WWA that he's demanding an interview with Candace Hoffman. If I were the roving X-Zone reporter, I would stay far away from this man. But knowing that tough little cookie like I do, expect to hear from the Midnight Rider, Chris Ross, sometime during the evening. Speaking of climbing the ladder of success and taking on some of the toughest talent and competition in the world today, it's time to go to the square circle with ring announcer Michael Stuffer. Let's go to the opening into